physical body, intellect, and he himself is conscious entity. So we should dwell all around. You had a good feast today for the body, that's all right. So food is for the body to keep it fit. Heart should be strong, so that it may be able to carry you on. Then comes intellect. Intellect is there to just differentiate between right and wrong. What is real and what is unreal. So we should be able to distinguish between real and unreal. Real means what is lasting, unreal means which is temporary. So you have given food to your body, that's good to enable you to ride on, take work from your body. But all the same, this horse cannot last long. So there is something real in you also. Outer things are changing. So this difference between real and unreal can be understood to a certain extent by intellect. So it is a good opportunity here under the canopy of sky, earth below. The real temple of God is this one. You see, earth below and sky overhead. So you have to differentiate what is real, what is lasting, what is not lasting. In the outer things too, and in the man body too. Body is changing. It's made of matter. The world around us is also changing, being made of matter. At the same speed as our body is changing. That we should differentiate by discrimination. If you make the best use of your intellect, then you will be able to discriminate. Intellect is only not meant to enable you to earn your livelihood. It is really meant to understand this mystery of life. By discrimination. So in man body you have got man body. Intellect between stand between the two. To differentiate which is real and unreal. You are the real or the body is the real. Body is changing, you know. Every moment of life we have seen such like bodies we have carried on our shoulder to the battle place. And someday will come, somebody else will take all these bodies to the burial place, our cremation place. So this is not real, it is changing. And fortunately, we are real. God is eternal. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. Because God is eternal, naturally we are eternal. God is spirit, and man is spirit in man. As spirit in eternal, why should you fear we will die? There is no death. It is only mere change for better. What we have done for that? First of all, you are given to the food, that's all right. First step, of course, if you got no heart to carry on, how will you go? A man was just praying to God, oh God, I am thankful. People gathered together and asked, what for your giving thanks? He said, last night thieves came here, they took away my heart. What is there to thank God? I am thanking God because I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would have been taken. Don't you think he was wise enough? We let the heart go and we are holding the horse, not on the rider. So we are rider of the man body. It is we who live in the man body. We are watching this man body's several departments working. Did you know it is a regular factory? Have you ever dreamt of that? Outer factories are run by powerhouses, isn't it? There were so many departments of it, and each department is connected with the powerhouse. Whichever department they like to close down, then they take up that connection from that department. If you want to close down the whole factory, take off the main link, then whole factory stands. So your body you are carrying, you see, you are very thankful. You are the director of it, you see, you are the controller of this factory running. You are running this factory. Here also, you see, there are some departments. Have you dreamt of that? These are there, you are using them, but you don't know. You never took, what you say, the help of your intellect to understand that. We could have understood to such an extent. You have got this sight department, eye. And the outer expression of soul is attention. You got the department of the ear. You got the department of the taste, tongue. You have got the department of smell, nose. And you got this department of skin, touch. So these five departments are elements by us on account of us they are working. If we are not with them, then they don't work. You might have experience of that in your life. Sometimes you are sitting in very absorbed condition in some thought. Someone calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not reply. He comes up, well, dear friend, I have called you so many times, why don't you reply? What does he say? My attention was absorbed somewhere? No. Yeah. The attention is the outcome of our outer aspect of our soul. Unless the attention is with your ears, don't hear. Are you not running this department here? Common sense I'm putting before you. Sometimes you sit to absorb, your eyes open. Some passerby you don't recognize. Newton was sitting by a roadside, solving certain mathematical problems. A man went by, passed by while playing. And some man came later on, asked him whether the band passed by this way. He says, I don't know. Is he right? He was involved in solving the mathematical problem with the whole attention. Somebody comes and goes, you don't. So I mean to say, the factory of the body is very important. You have been running outer factory, why don't you run your own factory? You are running it, but you don't know how to control it. Isn't it? So masters tell us how to control this man body, factory of the man body. You know what we are? The outer expression of soul is attention. God is all attention. Unless your attention is with this, with the eye department, with the ear department, there's no department, there are departments, isn't it? They don't work. So is it not me that we are learning all these departments of the body? I think you must have read scripture, never thought or never taken the best use of your intellect. And they submitted before intellect can enable us to understand things to a certain extent. It's a very common sense point of view I'm placing before you. So how you withdraw your attention? Outside, you see you are attracted, your attention goes outside. you hear, your attention goes out, dried like anything. So you will find it is we who live in the body, all the departments of the man body, and we are driven like anything. Are we not? The whole thing is topsy-turvy. Heart should be put before the cart. Cart is put before the heart. To make the best use of the man body is to know that power which illuminates the whole man, practice of the partners in man body. This is first time what masters advise us. How they do? Our attention drawn to the outgoing faculties outside, good sceneries, good music. So masters tell us there is something within you also, which is the water of life and bread of life. He gives you a demonstration of that. When you get more bliss than outside, then naturally you won't go to outside. Man goes where there is more, comparatively more bliss, more jaya, more satisfaction. Upanishads tell us what is that by knowing which everything is known. So that is why all masters said, you see, know thyself. You got a good heart to carry. That man's prayer was very significant, you see, pertinent. Not important, pertinent. He saved the rider, let the heart go. And we have let the rider go and keeping the heart and not making the best use of the intellect that God has given you. You know, this all not changing, it's changing. Not lost. After all, we are carrying so many men, body on our shoulder to the battleground. Someday will come some carry out body too, isn't it? So this it is appreciated with the help of intellect. You know that you are the driver, you are the living power of the whole department of the body. So you are, you know, the top of the ocean of all attention, God. God is all attention. Now our houses are not in order. Our departments are rebellious. The servants working there are not obedient to you. You are dragged like anything. So masters make us first to be the owner of this house. Servants should go by your orders. No, it's already me.
I'm making another case.
So my point, you see, I'm placing before you from a very common sense point of view. We are man bodies. We've got three aspects. We've got physical body, we've got intellect, we've conscious entities. And what is real and what is unreal, what is lasting, what is changing. God has given the intellect to differentiate by self-introspection. We are, you see, God has given intellect only for that purpose. If we understand that thing, then when we draw the attention from outside, and there must be something to stand on, you see, there is more attractive, more bliss-giving. So master come and give you a new birth. To rise above body consciousness. How to withdraw your attention from all outside bring it to the seat from where you control the whole departments of the man body, and that is at the back of the eyes, isn't it? When man dying is up, his eyes are upturned. So this is ABC starts in the spiritual life. And for that purpose God has given you intellect. What Master does, he says, well, man, know thyself, who you are, what you are, your conscious entities, outward expression of which is intellect, attention I mean. Withdraw your attention from all sides, just sit in the closet of your man body. Christ said so, sit in the closet of your man body. To the seat of the soul which is at the back of the eyes. There you will live in your own body. So for want of practical man, you may say, call him by any name, like who he does, at the back of the eyes and control the whole department of the man body, he will tell us how to do it. He will not tell us, but he will give you a demonstration of it. How to withdraw your attention from all things. He will give you a little way up. I feel this is basic teaching of all. I am telling you the gist of the teachings as given by Master where ABC starts. Unless you know yourself, you cannot know God. God cannot be known by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. Intellect only goes to help you to understand to a certain extent. Is it not helping you know? Is it not more important? So remain wherever you are, you see. We are carrying labels of this. We are man. Analyze man. You are eternal, body is not eternal. Instead of again to discriminate between the two. So, then you use these organ faculty at your beck and call. They won't drag you. No, they drag you like anything, isn't it? So this is what the mask gives. How to withdraw your attention from all outside, bring it to the seat of the soul from where you live in the whole body, control all departments. Are you a good businessman then? You can control all the departments with one word. Now you see all these are the rebellious. You are not the owner of the house, are you? Any of you? Then you must be able to do whatever you want. Take work from the outgoing faculties, what you want. This is the difference between average man and one on the spiritual way. Is it not? They're quite understandable. So you'll find this man body is a very wonderful house you live in. They've got so many eyes open, nostrils open, mouth open, ears open, we cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us. Can you go out of your body? No? Some power is controlling us in the body. That will be known only when you withdraw your attention from all outside. Come to the back of it, you'll see some power controlling you. Very easy way to know God. Is it not simple? Is it not simple? Eh? So very easy, natural way, you see. The Master don't take it. So many yogas and so many involving pranas and body and departments. It is natural. When you see that, then what is that that attracts you within? It gives you some context to this living water of life. Or the bed of life. You take a bed outside. I don't say that it's too tasty as inside. What? Have relish? So this is what it is. And then further ABC starts. Where the world philosophy is ended, there the religion starts. Where you stand now, tell me. Very open, blunt questions. Where you stand, please. Are you the controller of your man-body, DC departments? If not, then you must be owner of the house. Then you are the outgoing, the servants of the outgoing faculties will be under your backing call. When all servants are very obedient, then your house is in order. You can do anything. And what it works, you know, everything goes to its source. You put a cloud of earth, throw into the air. Then it returns to the earth. Why? Its original source is earth below. If you light a candle, the flame goes out, and if you upturn, even then the flame goes out. Because the source, sun, is above. Then you are left, your old self, you want God, you see. You have natural tendency to go to God. We are bound. Since now there are planes, in the old days, when the planes were not there, there were hydrogen balloons. Balloons. Those were tied with the strings with the earth. When they cut off, they flew in the air. It is just like our fate. If we withdraw from outside, naturally we want to. We have real hankering for God. So anything wants to go down the source. We are all children of God, isn't it? When you play fools outside, leave all that, then naturally you want to go home. Like prodigal sons. Won't you? This in few words, very simple way, what is future? For this purpose you go to a master who will give you control of the mind, give you something inside. What? How to withdraw attention from outside? We cannot, we are giving up so much outside, we cannot withdraw. The more we attach to the world, the more we cannot withdraw from outside. I mean, you know, in the rise of a body consciousness, you know, angle of vision will change. All these outer things will have their own value. They lose all like shadow. They will go. And further ABC starts. Spirituality is only your spirit, God is spirit, and we are. Man is spirited man, is it not? To know spirit is spirituality. You can give a very good demonstration of that. So this in few words, you see, when you know how to withdraw yourself, you want to drag them by these outgoing faculties, you use them as you wish. Now we are very badly helpless, we are driven like anything. When you know yourself, only then you could go ahead. There's many mentions in the house of our Father. You're not withdrawn from the physical world, how will you go to the other dimensions? Doesn't it look very, I mean, pleasant to go up? Or you like to live in the basement of the house? Nobody would like. So there are books and rivulets and serpents and stones. You know? Make the use of your intellect. We are not using intellect. The work of intellect is to discriminate between right and wrong, between real and unreal, between lasting, eternal and changing. We use it only to heap up money or possession in the world only. So lay by the treasures in heaven for no moth shall eat them, is it? Read your scripture, this is. I'm not telling you anything new. Doesn't that appeal to you all? no inference to be drawn. Hard facts, self-evident truth. I'm not forcing on you these things, is it? Does these things not appeal to you? I think so. Then why not follow it? You will go where you are attached. You are attached to God, you see God. God is all beautiful, is it? All glory, all joy, all wisdom is eternal. Won't you like to go back to God? Only this department of the man body are controlling you. And it is you who give even these departments of the man body. Isn't that shameful for us? We are the owner and we have become slaves. There are strikes outside in the factory, is it not? They are all the factory, departments of the factory are on strike against you. Well, I told you see, there are books and revelations and some songs. Very simple. Which are not difficult. It is you who have made it difficult. It is very, most easy for you. The only thing remains how to withdraw your attention from outside. If somebody is there to help you, then even then you do not go on further into the mansions of the Father, then well, it is your, what you say, your faith. So man body is a golden opportunity to be of God, in which we can go to the house of our Father. We are in the basement, you see. I'm living on the seventh floor. Yes. You like to drive there, no? New York has seen 125 stories. So they're mentioned the physical or higher mentioned there. I think just take this lesson to be outside and God will help you. That's all I can say.